To beat your rivals once in a season is fun, but to do it twice in a year? That's exactly what the Prescott Cardinals baseball team did live on KDWA Tuesday afternoon, beating Ellsworth 9-2 and sweeping the season series 2-0. A very happy head coach Jeff Ryan of the Cardinals joined KDWA Sports between games on Wednesday as the Cardinals continued to surge to the top of the Middle Border Conference. It all started with a great pitching performance from senior Austin Fox.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a little dispute. It could either have been a one-hitter or a two-hitter. But, you know, yeah, after that first inning, he really, really threw well. He kind of mirrored what he did up in New Richmond about a week and a half ago. So, yeah, we're really, really happy with the way he threw the ball. Again, Bulldog, it's a good definition of his performance, and he's just a grade-A kid, and he's an easy kid to root for, and it was fun to see him go out and throw another good game.
After the Panthers jumped out to an early lead in the top of the first inning, from then on, it was all Cardinals at the plate. Whether it was the bats or taking advantage of Ellsworth errors, the Cards brought home 9 runs on the day.
Well, as is the case in high school baseball, when you're given extra outs, like we were a couple innings, we were able to take advantage, or the boys were able to take advantage of those extra outs, and we were able to score some runs. It was nice to see Hayden Patridge get a big 2-run single, and Phil Seifert continues to swing a hot bat, and it was nice to see Ben Roll hit the ball hard a couple times, Tanner Dahlman on base 4 times. So we had a lot of people contribute. You know, there's still some aspects of the game that we got to get better at. I think we got to be a little bit smarter at the plate. There's mental parts of the game that we've got to improve on. Once you know it, of course, when we have an opportunity to practice outside, the weather's terrible. So there's not a lot of opportunity to practice. You know, all we're doing is playing games, and we're kind of learning on the fly. So as coaches, it's been a frustrating year in that, you know, there are things that we as coaches need to do in order to help the guys get better. And we think we can only get better. We're running out of days. So it's been a challenging year in a lot of ways, but it doesn't mean that you don't keep trying. And, you know, the boys should be excited. I mean, they're tied for first place with Osceola. We're going up there on Thursday in a battle for first place, and we're pretty happy. The boys are pretty happy about winning 6 in a row. The Middle Border Conference is a very, very well-balanced conference with some really, really good pitchers. We'll have to beat a good pitcher on Thursday, and I know the guys will do the best they can, and that's all you can ever ask from kids.
At 6-6 overall, but 6-1 at the top of the Middle Border Conference, there's no doubt that the Cardinals have also played an extremely tough non-conference schedule. That includes facing one of the top pitchers in Western Wisconsin when they took on St. Croix Falls last weekend. Also playing some of the bigger schools like Hudson and River Falls will have the Cards battle-tested for the upcoming playoffs. Coach Ryan agrees.
Yeah, in the Middle Border Conference, let alone, you know, the Lesman kid from St. Croix Falls, who probably touches 90, you know, he really threw well. He's a very, very good pitcher. He's one of the best pitchers I've seen in our part of the state in quite some time. You know, but in the Middle Border Conference, we've got kids who throw in the 80s. We've got the kid from Central, a kid from Amory, who earlier this week, he had 19 strikeouts against Ellsworth. You have 2 kids from Osceola that threw very hard. 2 kids from New Richmond that throw very hard. There's a half dozen kids in the Middle Border Conference that throw well into the 80s. And, you know, playing a good non-conference schedule, playing the Hudsons, the River Falls, St. Croix Falls teams, those are important. Playing good, solid teams like Altoona, who's joining the conference next year, they've got a great ball club too. So our non-conference game against Regis was rain out, but we're going to make that up early next month. So it's really, really important. I know a lot of people kind of disagree with that philosophy that you load up on your non-conference schedule, but we believe in that, and it's an approach that we've taken as long as I've been here, and I know Steve Block did the same thing when he was head coach, so it just makes you better. And yeah, we like to think that non-conference schedule has helped the boys be in a situation that they're in right now, and that is contending for a conference championship.
The Cardinals will play the first of 2 games with the Osceola Chieftains on Thursday on the road at Osceola High School. And with both teams jockeying for that top spot in the Middle Border, Thursday's game will sure be fun.
Yeah, it is a big game. They beat New Richmond last night 3-1. They've got 2 very good pitchers. I mean, they're 7-1, I think 9-1 for a reason. Their pitching has been really, really good. You know, offensively, I think they're just an average team, but obviously they pitch well. They They have a good catcher, and they do a good job of playing catch. It's always tough to play up there, and Kyle Collins, the head coach, he does a good job. He's a good guy. And there aren't very many coaches in the Middleborough Conference I wouldn't categorize as good guys, and he is a good guy. He's done a nice job up there, and he's got a good ball club. We will have to play extremely well. The boys can't give extra outs. I'm sure he's telling his players the same thing, that we can't give extra outs. We've got to play a clean baseball game, and it's our job as coaches to get the kids prepared. So it'll be a tough battle, like every Middleborough Conference game is. We hope that we'll not only compete, but fingers crossed that we could find a way to come out of there with a win.
That was head coach Jeff Ryan of the Prescott baseball team, who will travel to Osceola on Thursday and come back home to take on Pine Island Saturday.